On this episode of Tidbits in Code and Node, I just want to take a moment to talk about the exciting news that came out of Connect 2015 today, and that is the open sourcing of Visual Studio Code. Perhaps you knew it was coming, thought it was inevitable, who knows, but here it is, the day that Visual Studio Code has been open sourced, and now it belongs to the community. It's a project that was started by Microsoft, is going to be contributed hugely by Microsoft, but it can also be contributed to by you and me, and that's exciting. So I'm in Visual Studio Code, and I now have the latest version. If you go to Help About, you should see version 0.10.1. You probably will get a prompt that asks you to update, and then you'll have it. And to see this thing, this open source home, just jump to github.com/Microsoft/VS Code, and here you will be at the root of the Visual Studio Code's home on GitHub. Let's just have a little glance around here. First of all, let's go ahead and click here on Pulse, and we'll get a sense of the contributors to the project. And a little bit of an overview. I like the way GitHub does this. It gives us an idea of the number of issues that have been open, that have been closed, who's working on the project, and this is just some really good overview. I also like to jump over to Graphs and check out the Network tab, and you can see the relatively short history, since this was only very, very recently open sourced, but the relatively short history of the merges and where the various branches have merged into the master branch. So that's really helpful. Let's go ahead and actually jump back to the root of the repository and dig into some of this code right here. So the first place that I want to take you is into the extensions, and then in specifically to the JavaScript extension. In the JavaScript extension, there is a snippets folder. And the snippet folder is where all of the snippets for JavaScript live. So this can be completely customized if you would like to. This is one of those snippets that is built right into the product, though, because this is a core feature, JavaScript is. But there are facilities for a number of facilities for creating your own snippets and configuring those closer to your code. So let's just go ahead and look here. There's a foreign snippet where the body is this right here. And so let's jump over into Visual Studio Code. Let's type foreign, and we should see that foreign, of course, it can't identify this now because this is being recognized as plain text. That's because I have a file that has never been saved, and so it really has no idea what kind of a file this is. It can't assume that it's JavaScript, even though that's one of my favorite languages. But I can go ahead and choose explicitly, even though this hasn't been saved, that I want this to be a JavaScript file. Now I can type foreign, and this IntelliSense is going to be able to pop up and recognize that this is in fact a foreign loop, giving me the ability to simply hit tab, and then I get all of that code written for me and the ability to tab between the various variables or properties of that snippet that I can modify. So that's pretty nifty. That's snippets, and that's one of the many things that you can kind of discover by browsing the code. If you want to, you can go ahead and modify that if it's something that really benefits the product overall and the rest of the developer community. Then go ahead and push that change back in. Let me talk to you about how you can contribute to this project. Certainly you can go to the issues, you can look at the issues, currently 221 open issues. You can create a new issue, which is really just filling out a little form and maybe dropping some an image, a screenshot in there if you've got that, whatever. And then going and engaging in the existing issues by drilling in and leaving some comments in them. This is helpful. This is the way that people collaborate on this project. Another thing that you can do is when you're on the root of this repository, you can go grab the GitHub URL, and then you can jump out to your console of choice. And I'm using Commander, which is just kind of a wrapper for other consoles. And so I'm actually in PowerShell right here. And I'm going to type git clone, and then I'm going to paste this project. It says that that path already exists because I've done that. So let's go ahead and do this again. Actually, let's not do this again. I've already done it. So let's just go into VS Code, and now you can see that I have here all of the code for code. A little bit redundant there, but I have the code for code. I have the entire repository. It's not a big long download because there's not a lot of history in this. It's pretty flat at this point because it's such a young project. Now, you would probably clone a repository if you just want to get the code local to your computer and maintain the ability to update that code very easily whenever there are changes on the server. So if you think that, you know, other people are obviously going to be changing Visual Studio Code on the server and you want the ability to update that or pull those changes anytime they occur, then cloning is a good option. Now, if you think that you have some customizations or modifications to make to the project, whether or not you're going to push those back up to the base repository, the best thing to do is to fork the project. So let me go ahead and just click on fork. It's going to ask me which of my profiles it wants to fork this in. I'll just use my primary. And then it goes through this process. It just takes a little bit where it's copying this repository. And now this exists on GitHub. Under Code Foster, under VS Code, I now own my own fork of VS Code. I can then go about changing this. First thing I would need to do is get that clone URL and come down to, this is where we would need to modify the name because I'm going to get clone and I'll call this VS Code Me. That's fine. It's going to clone that. You can get an idea of how long it takes at this point to clone it. Granted, this grows as the history grows. And once this process is complete, we're going to change directories into it, and there are going to be no surprises. It's going to be identical to what you see when you look at the main repository. But let's go ahead and do that anyway, just for fun. There it is. All right, so those are a few different ways that you can collaborate with this. You can get all excited like I am about the fact that this awesome product is open source now, and there's lots of really fun things that we can do with it. There was another gigantic announcement at the Connect event yesterday, and that is that Visual Studio Code is now extensible, but I'm not going to steal my own thunder because I'm going to be talking about that on a subsequent blog post coming up before too terribly long. So looking forward to kind of enumerating all the different ways that you can extend the product, that you can take advantage of the fact that others already have. And I hope that you are enjoying Visual Studio Code and using it in your daily development.